Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Ruler podcast. I'm Ian Parkinson, and for this podcast, for issue 61 of the magazine, which is the classics issue, I've come to what I think is the spiritual home of road cycling. Maybe you can make a case for the French Alps or the Pyrenees or even the north of Italy, but especially at this time of year, in the spring, the home of cycling is here in the northern Dutch-speaking half of Belgium, in Flanders. And joining me, I couldn't ask for a better guide, the three times winner of the Tour of Flanders, three times winner Paris-Roubaix, world champion, twice World Cup winner, the Lion of Flanders, Johan Museo.
Hello.
Welcome to the Ruler podcast, Johan.
You're welcome here in the heart of cycling. The French people will say it, dans le cœur du cyclisme.
What is it, do you think, about Flanders, the riders, the people, the country that makes it so special for cycling?
Everything. The roads, the hills, the cobblestones, the weather, the wind, everything. So also the winners from the future, the winners now. So that's make Flanders so history, and also the people around the circuit. Everybody love it. Everybody makes holiday. It's also holiday. Cycling is holiday, and that make the Tour de Flanders so big. But of course, the famous hill Koppenberg, Patersberg, Col de Quarmo, all that old history that makes Flanders so big and bigger.
You once said that you didn't actually have to be born in Flanders to be a Flandrian on the bike. What do you mean by that? What is it? What do you think makes a Flandrian?
Well, it's difficult to make and to call a rider as Flandrian, especially now, because as Flandrian you have to not be so very correct on the bike. So everybody is correct on the bike, a good position, nice on the bike, good clothing, nice helmet, nice sunglasses. So that's not a real Flandrian, but we have still Flandrians.
Who in the current peloton do you think has that spirit of Flanders about them?
No, we can say that Cancellara Bon has still the name Flandrian. And you have to win, and you have to have a palmarès as a rider in the classics. Then you have the name Flandrian. It's difficult to say to Chris Froome, a big rider, big rider, but he is big in the Tour de France, and he is not big in the classic days, and not really big in the Tour de Flanders or Roubaix. So you need to be great in the classics, Tour de Flanders, Paris-Roubaix, and to do something special, breakaways and something like that, long breakaways. So that's the reason that a rider can get the Flandrian.
It's a style and a spirit thing more than...
It's a style, spirit. When it's windy or bad weather, you're always there. And that makes the name Flandrian. Yeah. When it's bad weather, then we call it a real Flandrian. Yeah.
You were born in Flanders and your father was once a pro cyclist. Were you always going to be a cyclist? Were you always going to be a pro cyclist?
I was born to be a cyclist and... I don't know why, but it was in the blood and the spirit. My father was former pro rider. So my son is also trying to be a pro rider. So it's in the blood, it's in the body. It's a culture. So you give the culture to the children, and that's cycling. So that's our country. We stand up in the morning and we think about cycling, and we go up, we go down, and we think about cycling. During the night, there are a lot of people who has dreams of cycling, that they are the new Flandrien and the new winner of the Tour de Flanders.
And you think that's still the case now, that young riders now still have that same,
yeah,
feel that same.
They
spirit.
Dream about winning the Tour de Flanders and to winning on the cobblestones, and that's good, but sometimes not good, because we have some good classic riders, but in Tour de France it's difficult for us. So what I mean with that, it's not always correct to just thinking about Tour de Flanders or Paris-Roubaix. So if you're a climber, you don't have to think about Paris-Roubaix or Tour de Flanders. So then you have to think about every other things, Stelvio, Mont Ventoux, Tourmalet, all that history over there, Gavia. You're also a Flandrien if you can win over there, but it gives more experience and more the name Flandrien if you're a winner here in Flanders.
Your training regime when you were younger was legendary for being pretty brutal by today's standards. I don't think today's riders ride as long and as hard as you. Why was that? Was that just something you grew up doing?
Yeah, but we're talking about generations, and each generation it's different. And I come out a generation that has to do a long distance training. No training is different than. There is a lot of research about training and how they have to do in training. So now you see the different. It's more program now, and each rider has his program. My generation was every day make some kilometers and distance. So that was different about now. So now they have, each rider has his program, so that he has to follow.
Some Belgian riders talk about the huge pressure there is on Belgian riders from the Belgian people, from the Belgian media, from the fans. Did you feel that? Did that affect you when you were riding?
Well, the problem is Belgium is small, and we love cycling, and everybody talks about cycling. And if you're a young rider, and if you are a winner, or if you have some talent, then you have immediately some pressure on the shoulders. So that's the problem here in Belgium, especially for the classics. If you are good in the classics, then they say immediately the new Bonen. But it's difficult to call somebody the new Bonen. Yeah, you have to live with pressure, and with the pressure that people give to you. So that's also cycling, and that's also here at Flanders.
Your first win in the Ronde was 1993. That's 23 years ago now. Do you still remember it very clearly?
Not everything, but most everything. It was the first, so the first is always the most difficult. And you don't know after your first victory that we'll get another one and another one. Maybe the first one is the nice, is the beautiful one, because you don't know that you will win another Flanders and another Flanders.
What's the difference as a rider, and particularly as a rider from this area, between the Ronde and other classics? Because you won other classics as well. What's the difference between them?
So Milan-San Remo is nice and Lombardy is nice, but it's different. And each rider want to win the Tour de Flanders or Paris-Roubaix. And that's the history around that race. And also the people around the circuit, also the name Flandrien. It's I love to I want to win also Milan-San Remo. I didn't win Milan-San Remo. So, but it's completely a different race. Italian people love Milan-San Remo, and it's really a nice race. But Tour de Flanders, it's different. And you feel it the week before and the weeks before. everybody wants to try out the cobbles and the hills, and they want to, yeah. Flanders is Flanders. There is no any race that can compete with Flanders.
After you've done this interview, you're going to be talking to a group of amateur riders who are here on the competition Ride Like a Flandrian. They'll be asking you, how do you ride the cobbles? How do you ride, you know, how do you win a race like the Tour of Flanders?
It's difficult to explain everything. Yeah.
What would your advice be?
That's now my new life. I'm still riding a lot with the bike and go out with people with the bike. And now this period, we do we call it Tour de Flanders clinics. We get out with people, and now this afternoon we get out from people that have win a prize like a Flandria. So I have to give them some tips and tricks to going well on the cobbles, and that's not so easy to go on good and get comfort on the bike on the cobbles. So, but if I'm around the people on the cobbles and on the climbs, I can give them advice. It's always difficult before to give them advice. It starts with the pressure in the tubes, and then the position on the bike. So that's very important, and that's why I say I can give more tricks and trips during the tour that we do, to give them information about the position and how they have to ride on the Koppenberg.
Everyone says just keep it in a big gear and ride fast, but it's not that easy, is it?
When you have some section on the cobblestones flat, then how fast do you go, how better it's go. But it's not like that on when it's going uphill, like on the Koppenberg. Then you have to follow the good track and the good position on the bike, because it's very steep, Koppenberg. You have to, tactical way, you have to climb that climb the way you have to do it. It's not so easy to get up, even for a professional rider. So the day that will be wet, it will be also difficult for the riders. So when it's dry, it's easier. But today it will be a wet Tour de Flanders. It will be even difficult for them as well.
Looking at the modern Tour of Flanders route, the current Tour of Flanders route, where is the race won or lost? Where are the key points in the race?
Now we have the last 3 years, we have a different race. Before it was Gerasbergen, the Muur, and then Bosberg, and now we have the final now is Old Quarremont, Patersberg. That's the difficult part of the Tour de Flanders. But before, you have also Koppenberg, that's around 40k from the finish. So I say always, it's difficult to win over there, to win the Tour de Flanders on the Koppenberg, but you can lose the race over there. So it's not really a hill that you can make distance, but you can lose the Tour de Flanders on the Koppenberg. So it's a difficult, very difficult part and hill in the race for Tour de Flanders.
But getting first to the Paterberg is maybe an important thing.
First, you have always the Old Quarremont to get a good position, and then you have the Patersberg. It's he has shoulder, but shorter, but he is very steep. So if you can do there an acceleration, the last 100 meter, you can do a good breakaway. But it's not so easy to do after 240k to do an acceleration.
And Paris-Roubaix, something completely different.
Yeah, it's different. It's flat. The cobblestones, the sections are longer. So we're talking about always the riders with the big engine, the Cancellaras and the Bonen. So that you need for Roubaix, a big engine, big motors. So it's more volume. It's each section, each sector. You lose riders, even if there is no a breakaway or something. So automatically, at the final, you're at 30 or 20 riders. So that's Roubaix. In France, it's difficult. It's a different race, tactical way. So more tactic in Tour de France than Roubaix. So Roubaix, you have a small part of riders who are good on the cobbles. And in Flanders, the part of riders that can win Flanders is bigger than Roubaix.
And more luck involved in Roubaix sometimes.
Yeah, more luck, but if you're good on the cobbles, you don't have a flat. So that's always the same thing. A rider who doesn't ride well on the cobbles, he going left and right and in the middle. So a rider is good on the cobbles, he follow always his same trajectory. The best project, and that's the best way to do it.
One thing I must ask you about, following the awful incident with Antoine de Moitier at Gent-Wevelgem, when you look at the modern peloton, when you look at the modern racing, does it worry you? Are you worried about the number of vehicles, the number of motos involved in the races?
I was inside the peloton, and I am outside. I see what's happened, and maybe there are too much people and motors inside the race, but now we have to think about the guys and the family. Later on, maybe we have to think about the safety, more safety of the riders, and to think just the guys that are necessary, let them in the race, and the guys that are not necessary, get out. So to reduce the danger, and to get more safety for the riders. So, but sometimes there can happen something. So, and it's always now difficult and dangerous to say it's your fault. So now I'm just thinking the riders, they are gone, and the family.
You're 50 years old. You still look very fit. You're still riding your bike a lot, I take it.
Get out even every day. Now it's my new job. It's a new career. So it's already 2 years now that I opened the Museu Cycling Academy. What is that? It's enjoying people around the circuit here in Flanders, but also in Roubaix. We call it clinics. We get out with people and give some tricks and tips. But I'm riding also in Spain, and I got out also to the Stelvio, to the Alps, to the Mont Ventoux with customers. So it depends a little bit where the customer wants to go.
I think most people will be listening to this after this year's Tour of Flanders. If you had to say who was going to win on this weekend, who would your money be on?
I vote already a couple of months before for Van Avermaet, but he was a little bit sick last week. So I think he will be in the front and he have a big chance to win. But Sagan will be the last time at the Paartsberg, very dangerous to get out in the breakaway alone. So and then we have also a Cancellara. He has very good condition. So I can give you 10 names, but I will give you one name, Sagan.
And do you think Sagan has something of the Flandrian about him? He's an old-fashioned racer in many ways, isn't he?
It's difficult to say he is a Flandrian. He is young, he is rock and roll, he has everything. So that's good for cycling. He's world champion, but out the race and near the race, he is special, and he has humor. I love him. That's why I call he is not all a great rider, but he is also a little bit rock and roll.
And what about Paris-Roubaix this year?
Roubaix, it will be for Bonen Cancellara, especially for Cancellara. He say now it's really my last year. Bonen, it's not really sure. But for both of them, they have won 4 times and 3 times. So that's mean a lot. The condition that Cancellara have, and also the condition that Bonen has, but because it will be difficult for him to win another Flanders. But in Roubaix, that's what I say, it's for big engines, and Bonen is a big engine. And he can ride very good on the cobbles. That's the race of Cancellara and Bonen, Roubaix.
Would you like to see Cancellara win another big race in his last season?
Yes, but if I have made the choice, I vote for Bonen, because he is a Belgium rider, I respect a lot of Cancellara, but let me say that Cancellara can win Flanders and Bonen Roubaix.
You have a copy of issue 61 of Ruler there. Are there, flicking through it, are there any pictures that stand out for you?
Yeah, Ruler have always some great pictures, and here we see a picture of Rick van Steenbergen. It's on the Muur van Gerardsbergen. You see the riders has to walk on the Muur van Gerardsbergen, but it's still for me a mythic hill. Yeah, he's not in the race anymore, but it's still mythic. And if you see a picture like that, it's nice. But as well, you see here a picture also of Florenzo Magni. Now we think that we have a lot of people around the circuit, but if you see that old pictures, you see
really
many people are around. So that means cycling is history, but it's not history.
Fiorenzo Magni was, of course, the original Lion of Flanders.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
He's also a 3-time winner. So, and then we have here that beautiful picture of Bonen on the Koppenberg. So it's the most difficult hill to make, and he riding in the middle, and that's the way to get up to Koppenberg. So left or right, it's a bad position. You have to get up in the middle.
And that's on page 43, and of course.
And page 43. So, and also that nice jersey he has, world champion.
World champion Quickstep, yes. Jersey, yeah.
It was also that year that he won.
Presumably it's easier to ride in the middle if you're in the front.
Yeah, but I know quite good the Koppenberg, and he has the good position. So, but if you are at the front, you can do what you want, and that's not so easy to do, to make your have a good position.
Thank you for that. Our editor Ian Cleverly liked the picture of the prototypes at the POC offices on page 113. The other thing that remains to do is there's a competition every podcast. For the last podcast, the question was, in issue 60, was in what year did the Muur de Huy first appear in the Flèche Wallonne? You don't know the answer to that, do you?
No.
It was before your time, to be fair.
It was before my time, yeah.
Yeah, 1983 was the first time it appeared in the Flèche Wallonne. Stephen D'Souza wins that competition. He gets a choice of a Faima, Maltini or Brooklyn T-shirt. The question for issue 61. Johan, could I ask you to read that out?
There have to be two British winners of the Tour de Flanders. One man and one woman. Name them.
Name them both. That's great. Yeah, so that's there have been two British winners of the Tour of Flanders. One Briton won the men's edition, one won the women's edition. Name them both. The prize for that is a print of Simon Scarbrook's 100 Years of the Tour of Flanders illustration, which is on page 24 of Ruler 61. That's it from this edition. Thank you to my guest, Johan Mizeo. Thank you for your time.
It's still great to talk about cycling and the history of Flanders.
Great. Well, it's been a privilege to listen to you doing that. If you're listening and you do get a chance to come to Flanders and ride, do yourself a favour. It's all very well doing your warm weather camps in Mallorca and the Canary Islands, but come to Flanders, because this is proper cycling. A good place to start is visitflanders.com. Take a look on there. There's lots of advice about riding over here. This is Ian Parkinson. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay safe.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.